Proclamation number 3962 of 25th of January, 1947. Spiritual death, torment and darkness. Help and mercy of God. The spiritual substance which resisted me of its own free will, which rejected my love and made no effort to redeem itself, will have to languish in the night of death. It does not strive for life but for spiritual death, and thus it sank into a state of profound darkness. Night descended upon the spiritual being, and this will hold it captive until my love and grace turns a small glimmer of light towards it again in order to awaken the spiritual being's desire for light. The night of death will be agonizing because the spiritual being has already been in the light and so far as it was able to receive instructions in the human stage, that it was able to think and judge. However, it takes nothing of the knowledge over into the night, but the darkness torments the beingness immensely. But only through a state of torment can it be brought to a change of its will. Otherwise the being would remain eternally in the unredeemed state and would never strive upwards. It is a sleep of death which meant no rest whatsoever for the spiritual being but only incessant agony, impenetrable darkness and complete lack of strength, and the being cannot escape this state because it cannot muster the will to do so. It is totally weakened. And as long as help is not brought to the spiritual being through the supply of strength, its state is hopeless. It is darkest night. It is a sleep of death of that which previously lived in strength and partial realization. Yet within a period of time determined by the being itself, it will revive again. It will be stimulated into activity by the influx of light and strength. It will exchange the dark night for a slight twilight, for my love and mercy will not let anything suffer forever but seeks to bring help in its adversity to the deeply fallen and darkly dwelling being. And thus the coming night will one day give way to a morning. A time will come when matter will release the bound spiritual substance and this can start its ascent again. Then the darkest night will be broken, then a tiny ray of light will touch the spiritual substance and stimulate it into activity, then it will awaken from its sleep of death and be given back to life, even though it is not yet conscious of it, because the state of realization is only reached in the last stage. Because only then will the being learn to grasp and understand what its actual purpose is. Only then will day dawn in it, and it can shape this day itself into a light-filled, brightly radiating one, but it can also only pass by the spiritual embedded as a human being in twilight, impenetrable to the sun of the spirit, depending on its will. But once the day has dawned, there is also the possibility that the sun of the spirit will shine through it, that the spiritual will find complete redemption, that it can enter the kingdom of light and remain full of light for eternity. Amen.